What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Tigers 10-0 win last night.
I'm sorry, what was it?
10-0 win last night.
10?
Yep.
Huh.
Back to playing better and back to the comfortable lead in the American League Central. I'm just seriously hoping that they can hang on to one of these top two spots in the American League because of that first-round bye and setting up your pitching. I think the Tigers are the type of team with such a top-heavy rotation with Skubal. And, you know, I don't know that it's Skubal and then everybody else. I really love the way Flaherty pitched last night. He gave up a double and a bunt single to start the first. So it was a strikeout, double, bunt single, stolen base, strikeout, walk, strikeout. It was a huge escape early in the game for Jack Flaherty. And after that, he gave up two base runners the rest of the way. One by hit by pitch, one single that was wiped out by a double play. From the second to the seventh inning, Houston had two base runners. All of the Tigers were exploding for 10 runs. Took a minute to get there. Tigers loaded the bases with nobody out in the sixth. And Arrigetti got a strikeout and a double play to get out of it. But then Wenzel Perez changed the game with an elite at bat. He falls behind 0-2. The back ends up going 10 pitches. He yanks two with home run distance fouled on the right field line. One just foul. And then he straightens it out and hits a bomb to right. In an awesome moment, a great at-bat. And the Tigers, that kind of opened the floodgates after that.
We've seen some crazy at-bats over the weekend. I think Torkelson had one game he ended up seeing like close to 40 pitches in the game. Mm-hmm. He had a couple of at-bats that went beyond 10 pitches, end up walking. And I think it's a good sign because for a while, we saw the Tigers not being very patient at the plate. Getting bailing out the other team's starting pitcher, swinging early with weak swings. But working the count is so much better for this team. It just sets everything else up what they need to do. This team attacks and destroys other teams' bullpens. And to get to the bullpen, you've got to knock the starter out. And there's no better way to do it than just, you know, watching 25, 26, 28, 30 pitches in an inning. Just eat them up. And guys are starting to walk now that don't walk. Like, Kerry Carpenter had a couple walks.
Yeah.
He doesn't draw walks, and he's starting to walk. And because teams are starting to realize, can't pitch to Kerry Carpenter. He's too dangerous. Let's pitch around him or be very careful with him. And now that he recognizes that, he can lay off somebody's pitches and find himself on base. And as we've seen, well, the Tigers have plenty of home run power. If they get base runners, Green can knock in with a dinger. Torkelson can. A Dingler can. And obviously, Wenzel Perez and others can do it.
From Twitter, Mike tweets us, Doug and Gator, do you think that Trey Sweeney heard that guy's text yesterday saying he's nothing but a decent softball player at best? You mean this text? My chump is AJ Hinch for playing Trey Sweeney, who is terrible. My champ is Trey Sweeney for living the ultimate dream of an okay softball player getting a chance to play major leagues, even though you're not a major leaguer. Signed, Sam in West Bloomfield. Look, AJ tries to play every card he has. It's helped this team get where they are. He's only going to try and play guys in situations that he thinks benefits them. He doesn't have a set nine. It's rare that they have the same lineup on back-to-back nights. Trey will play. If he's part of the big club, he's going to play against some right-handed pitchers. He tripled and homered last night. Do I think he heard that guy? No. Do I think that guy, you know, do I think that Trey Sweeney's a great player? No, but I think he's been a useful piece at times. Do I build my lineup around Trey Sweeney hitting third? No. Do I think he might get replaced when, say, a Parker Meadows gets healthy and Javi Baez, he might take some Javi Baez innings away in center field? Maybe. But in the meantime, I kind of trust AJ. Yeah, I trust AJ.
He pushes the buttons very well on his team. And, you know, one game doesn't change a season there for Trey Sweeney, but it was a great game for him last night. It was good to see. And even more satisfying when you get called out by somebody like Sam Westmoreland. But the other thing is, you know, Trey Sweeney's playing because what you brought up. With Parker Meadows out, they've got to change lots of things around, whether it's Wenzel Perez playing center field or Javi Baez playing center field. But when you have a right-hander on the hill and you want that left-handed heavy lineup, you've got a decision to make between Trey Sweeney or Zach McKinstry. Last night they said, we're going to go with Trey Sweeney, and it paid off handsomely. Now, unfortunately, these are two guys in Zach McKinstry and Trey Sweeney that are struggling to hit the baseball right now.
Yep.
Great game for Trey last night. I hope he can back it up if he's in the lineup tonight. Wouldn't imagine going to take a guy out and hit a triple and a home run last night and facing another right-hander on the hill today.
Good to see a big home run from Riley Green. And I felt like a cathartic moment. Look, he's slowly coming out of that slump, walking a little bit more. The swings and misses aren't as bad as they have been. But that home run, he absolutely annihilated that baseball. And, you know, there are not a ton of players on this team that kind of have to play well for them to win, because they've kind of won in a lot of different ways. But to be the best version of themselves, to really be the team like they looked last night, it's hard to imagine them doing it without getting the most out of Riley Green.
They got a trio right now that has emerged in the month of August that has been dynamic. And we know what Kerry Carpenter has been spectacular in the month. And he's been great since he's come back after missing some time with being injured. But Carpenter has a...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
1010 OPS. He's hitting 283, but a 1010 OPS. You look at Wenzel Perez is hitting 340 for the month with a 1027 OPS. Colt Keith is hitting 354 in the month with a 1043 OPS. That triumvirate of players is helping to carry the offensive load for this team, which allows for Riley Green to get back on track. And Green had the big hit last night, and Green has been better over the last week. It allows for, you know, you're going to get the every couple games, Torque is going to hit the Torque bomb. And Spencer Torkelson has been remarkably consistent this season, but allows him to have his moments when he needs to. Dylan Dingler having his moments when he has. But these three players have really led the way. And because you've got two guys are left-handed and the other one's a switch hitter, you're going to see a lot of at-bats for these guys. And in both games against that remain against Houston, I think Houston has right-handed pitching remaining. So we're going to see them quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm just looking up Torque in his on-base percentage, because it feels like he's been on base.
He's just walking more, yeah.
Yeah, he's just getting on base at a high rate, and it's great to see. And that was something he was billed to have an elite eye for the strike zone. So,
To that point, his on-base percentage for the month is .371.
Okay.
While he's been hitting .267, so more than 100 points better than his batting average.
There you go. And one thing that's starting to happen, you have to wonder a little bit about with this team, is the trade deadline. They kind of took a scattershot approach and didn't go big. And yet when it comes to bullpen arms, Kyle Finnegan has been very good. Dude they got from Cleveland that's hurt that we haven't seen yet.
Sewald.
Thank you. There's Jose Urquidy that could still come and help. But as you sit here and you say they didn't do anything big at the trade deadline, I would say that Scott Harris is probably relying a little bit more on guys like Alex Lang, who made his debut last night. And you can see why they're so enticed and why he was so good before. He's always been a strikeout guy. In his time in Detroit, no matter the season, if he threw 60 innings, he had 87 strikeouts. Or if he threw 100 innings, he had 120 strikeouts. He was getting a lot of strikeouts. And, you know, that's what people say this team has been lacking at the back end of the bullpen. Dare we wonder if Finnegan Troy Melton, who had a clean inning last night, and Alex Lang emerge a bit as this year's, you know, Troy Melton maybe is this year's Bo Brisky. Finnegan is maybe this year's Holton. And Lang, I guess, could be this year's Lang. He's been good for them in the past.
And Vest is still Vest.
And Vest, are they suddenly finding a bit of a bullpen here?
Well, I'm really encouraged by Troy Melton. He pitched really well in the minors all year long. High strikeout rate and getting a chance to pitch and hopefully higher level leverage situations this year because he's been dynamite aside from the first start that he made this year where he got lit up. After that, he's given up one run the rest of the way. He's going to have a bad outing here and there, but for right now, he looks as good as it gets. High 90s fastball. And, you know, brings it with other secondary pitches that can get you out. He's very good.
Well, it definitely is an encouraging stretch of play here for the Tigers, winning 8 of 11, chance to win the series against this Astros team tonight, who had to be coming to Detroit thinking, we got to win this series. Now, that's if they wanted to be one of the top two seeds. They're still battling for the division out west with the Seattle Mariners. Another edition, Are You Gonna Eat That, coming up today at 12:35 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.